Our guest, the Prince of Praise, Byron Cage. Byron, how are you?
I am doing good, my brother. Thank you.
The new project and the CD, Faithful to Believe. It's hot.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. You know, so many people said that. I recorded the record live in Detroit, but I was so excited because everybody who has bought all of my CDs said this was even bigger than the Presence of the Lord is Here CD because there was so many songs of Zion and the anointing was so strong in the building. I was just so thankful to God that we had that kind of evening.
You performed at the Kennedy Center. Tell us about that.
I was the first gospel artist to be for the Gospel Heritage for the Kennedy Center at the Kennedy. So I had my band and I took my choir from my church, and the audience was a mixed cultural audience. It was mostly whites. There were quite a few blacks there as well, but I tell you, we had a wonderful time there, and it was such an honor for me to be able to do that.
You've recorded also at the Apollo.
Yeah, that was something. Boy, I was my knees were shaking before I went out because, you know, it's such an auditorium that it's been so popular and has made so many stars on the R&B side. So for me to be able to do that one and then to produce songs like With All My Might and Royalty, it was just a tremendous blessing for me, really was.
Byron, your last project, the producer that you used was the incomparable Jay Moss. This time, it's Aaron Lindsay of Israel and Marvin Sapp.
I went to the producing skills of the one and only Aaron Lindsay, who, of course, produced Marvin Sapp's Never Would Have Made All Israel's records and things. And he is a phenomenal talent. Oh, he's incredible. He is wonderful to work with. And then I brought in Pastor Marvin Winans, Karen Clark Sheard, and Ty Tribbett are my other guests on the record singing with me. So it was a great evening. And, you know, Detroit was so supportive. I mean, they came out literally there by the thousands. They're like a little over 3,000 people that came to the recording. So it was a tremendous blessing, and we were able to capture it both on CD and DVD.
Are there any new areas that you're moving into?
Well, you know, the Lord is moving me into some new areas that I'm very appreciative for. He's moving in the areas of television quite a bit now. This past Sunday, I was hosting for Coco Brother. The Lord allowed it to happen that he and his wife had already planned a vacation, and it was the same weekend that Dr. Bobby Jones had his tapings for his new season. So Coco Brother could not do that, but they wanted to go on with the show anyway. So they asked me, and I called Coco and said, "Hey, man, they're asking me, is this cool?" Because I wanted to be, you know, in order. So he was like, "No, man, please, yeah, man. I would love for you to fill in for me." So I ended up, man, if you can believe it, interviewing everybody from Dwayne Woods to Sherry Moffat Jones to Dionne Warwick to Dr. Maya Angelou. I mean, it was overwhelming, and I always knew that God had an anointing on me for television as well. And so I'm just believing that the Lord is going to open up some more doors in the area of TV as well as movies for next year.
When are you going to pay us a visit? When you coming to Virginia Beach?
Man, you know, I'm always over there. I'm only 3 hours from there because I live in D.C. as well. So I sneak up into Virginia Beach just to lay on the beach.
Our guest, the Prince of Praise, Byron Cage.
Thank you. God bless you. And thank you to all of your listeners there in the area. I appreciate your love and your support for my ministry. I really do.